You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win is 3-1. Jamie Vardy to score and Leicester to win 8-1. Leicester went to Manchester City last weekend, Derek, and won 5-1 they were last weekend. Upset the odds, 7-2 to win at the Emirates. No one went for them last week as their bet of the week, Derek, which was irksome.
Yeah, it was. It was. Looking back now, it's easy to say, and we saw what happened at the Etihad. And we did all say it at 5-1, a team that was top of the league in February. How can it be 5-1 anywhere? And sure enough, you know, they won like good things, and they've shortened to 7-2 here. You know, understandably so. That performance last week was utterly sensational. You know, when he went, I think they went 2-0 up, and the commentators on the TV said, well, you know, it looks like it's going to be pretty much all one-way traffic now, City pressurising, you know, Leicester, because that's what we're programmed to think. But it was nothing like that. City never looked like getting into it. Leicester pounded them. And, you know, I don't see why they won't do the same to Arsenal. I mean, there are problems at City with the manager going and so on, and maybe, you know, they are throwing out distress signals and Arsenal aren't. But Arsenal, in my eyes, are a more beatable side, and I've got to go for Leicester here. I mean, I can't believe this is a joke of a season. And a few weeks ago, Arsenal were odds-on favourites, I think, for a short time to win the league. And since then, you know, they've barely won a game. And yet, the manager, Mark, if you've ever listened to these bulletins, you'll know. Wenger, I cannot believe the easy ride he gets from the press. You'd think he was Princess Di. I mean, sometimes I think he does. He just does never get an ounce of stick. And this is, you know, if Arsenal don't win the league this season, and they won't, by the way, questions have got to be asked about him. This is a gift season for any side that, you know, especially one for Arsenal who haven't won the league in a million years. I can't believe he's not getting stick. Anyway, he gets enough on the podcast, I suppose, to make up for it. But forget all that. Leicester at 7-2. I have to have a bet on them.
Leicester have named an unchanged starting 11 in the last five Premier League games.
Brilliant.
They are fantastic. And here's a stat for you as well, chaps. On the last 11 occasions that Arsenal have faced a team that was top of the Premier League, they've won just once, drawn 4 and lost 6 of those matches, only scoring 4 goals in the process. I think Derek's spot on about what he's saying about Wenger as well. This was an opportunity to maybe strengthen in January, bring in a striker. And it could prove costly because they failed to score in their last two Premier League games at the Emirates against both Chelsea and Southampton. And that's going to maybe, at the end of the season, prove damaging, Mark.
Yeah, it's a real worry for Arsenal fans, really. The overall standard of Premier League is just so bad this season. I mean, that's what's allowed Leicester to be in the position they are. Okay, they've done absolutely fantastic. They've had everything go for them in terms of injuries. You know, they've kept all the key men fit all season, and they've found a way of playing that's really successful in the Premier League. They have, I think it's about 40% possession on average, and they just know how to hit teams on the counter-attack with the pace and quality they've got with Mahrez and Vardy up front. So, yeah, it on paper, it's a similar game to last week, really. Arsenal, maybe they'll see what happened to Man City last week and maybe they'll give Leicester a little bit more respect, because I think that's helping Leicester as well. Everyone's kind of underestimating them, having a go at them and then allowing themselves to be hit on the counter-attack. I know the Liverpool went there the midweek before last, seemingly dominated the game, had all the possession, but they just couldn't handle the pace and creativity and movement of Leicester on the counter-attack. So I expect Leicester to stick to the tried and trusted formula. They'll let Arsenal come at them, and it's just whether Arsenal have got enough quality to get that first goal. If they do get the first goal, it's a completely different game. Leicester have to come out, and then you could see Arsenal maybe winning 2 or 3-0. But if that doesn't happen, if Leicester can somehow find a way of getting the first goal, and then as they did at Man City, and then they can sit and play to their strengths, play on the counter, then I would say that the 7-2 about Leicester is a decent option.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.